need some real talk. Oh, I need some real talk. Give me some of that real talk.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. Justin Kazepas alongside Claudia Ogrizek of Compass Real Estate. You have taken fashion to another level here today.
Oh.
You and your guest.
You were not ready for us.
I was not at all. And you know, I wear a suit every day, and I'm still not prepared for the beauty that's in this room today. Are you kidding me? Tatiana Merga joins us today, yes. TNT Staging. We're going to hear from Tatiana here in a little bit. And I don't know if y'all got some kind of campaign going on right now. Christmas come early. I don't know what this is, but y'all are wild. At some point, we're going to have to check the numbers. You know that, right? That's what's on my mind right now.
Yes.
The market has up, down, gone, stayed. Where
do
you think?
Do I have to answer right now?
I don't know. Do you want to put you want to lock your bet in now? Isn't that how it works? Like if you bet earlier on in the show, it's worth more brownie points? I don't think so.
I do have some of different numbers. I was strong and I didn't how many price decreases in the last week back on the market and expired listings. So now I'm going to stop looking.
I'm not. I didn't see anything at all.
Okay. So I have those numbers for you. And I was tempted to look at Mecklenburg, but I was honest. I didn't.
But does that number, 500,000 or less, because that's the search, right?
Yes.
Mecklenburg County or any county, Iredell, we'll look at Iredell, we'll look at Lincoln, we'll look at any county. But the county, 500,000 or less active coming soon. Buyers coming into the marketplace, what's the number that you're telling them? And that you want to serve their need wherever they're at. I'm not saying that. But when they ask you for a realistic snapshot picture of the marketplace, what do you tell buyers from a price perspective?
Give me a hug. Are you ready? Yeah, I just prepared them.
Oh, that's it. You literally tell them to give you a hug.
Come hug. Yeah. First a hug and then we talk about it. It's tough.
Are you seeing what's the reaction? Let's say a 350 buyer, right? Let's say 350, 400,000. They're asking you about it and you say to them, you want to be where?
Yeah.
What do you say then?
I do tell them or I ask them if they're willing. Depending, of course, some people come in, they're ready and they are aware they'll be further away. And if not, I just bring them to earth and say, hey, very likely you will have to kind of drive a little more. And especially for first-time buyers, I always say this is the first one. This is the step towards the one.
Mm.
And because I educate them, I would say most of them are okay with that. They understand and they are excited about building the steps towards the dream one.
Does for some, because the hard part of that to me is, and maybe this is just the reality of what's just happened in the world in the past few years, the price point that is compared to what was, and a lot of people still haven't taken the realization it's not what it was anymore.
There might be one day, but I don't think we'll ever have anything similar to 2008. I don't ever think that prices will come down in a way that is worth like waiting for the market to crash. I don't think
like a 20% drop tomorrow.
I don't think it will ever happen again.
Don't say ever.
I'm saying I don't think I don't know the answer.
Right now. I'm just saying right now. You're just saying like never. Like it's like
allegedly. No, I don't. I don't see it. Not in our market. Not in our lifetime. So buy now.
Do you see interest rates getting anywhere close ever again to 3 or 4%?
Yeah, when the next
happens.
The next thing happens. I forgot the name. Oh, COVID. Yeah. Can you say that?
The next large event that occurs.
And this is something else I tell people. If the world was different, everybody was wearing masks. Everybody was locked inside the house. I hope we never have to go through that. Yes, it's not fun to pay more mortgage, but if I have to say, do I prefer to pay a little more and have a regular life? Yes. And I believe most people would prefer to pay 7% and have a regular fun life than being stuck at home at 3%.
See, but North Carolina's been here for a while, right? Like it's been a state for what, like 100 years?
Has it?
Something like that, right? Yes. And nobody really like was trying to flood the North Carolina market back then.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it now? Like buyers moving here, like what are they saying? Why North Carolina? Why Lake Norman?
There
Why Charlotte?
So many, I mean, jobs with banks, you know, all kinds of bank and financial institution, IT. We have the famous four seasons that appeals to many people because, you know, it's fun to have summers, spring, fall.
Oh, you're talking about weather.
Yes.
I didn't know if you're talking about like the Jersey Boys, like the music artist, or like the hotel that's downtown. I wasn't sure. Sorry.
No, yes.
Okay. Four seasons. Weather.
Four
okay, got
seasons.
It. Okay, got it. Okay.
Yes. So I know many people enjoy the fact that you can actually take advantage and feel each season as they come. Taxes, if you compare the property taxes, they're much lower here. Insurance, much lower. I know people
Florida
paying.
Insurance? You want to talk about Florida's insurance?
That's where I was coming.
I
yes,
know.
It's crazy.
I read your mind.
I know. But yeah, some people told me it's like 10,000 a year, 12, 15,000 a year how, just for homeowners insurance.
Are you talking to any sellers in Florida by chance right now that like might that want to come here? Like, because I'm wondering, is it harder to sell now in a place like Florida? You know what I mean? Like the insurance goes up high. Is that going to hurt Florida that way?
I think Florida honestly has a lot of people, and I'm not saying they are naive, or, but I think Florida attracts a lot of international buyers.
Okay. Straight cash. Is that what you're saying?
Cash or mortgage. They make it easier for international investors. And there's the appeal of the beaches and the parks and Orlando. So I don't think... You know, because people are buying, so I don't think sellers are struggling, even though the homeowner's insurance is pretty. I would love to buy a house in Florida. I do fear one day, who knows? I told you I have a plan of never wearing long sleeves ever again
okay.
One day in my life.
Sure, fair
and
enough.
That would probably happen in Florida.
My
but
concern
I do
is
fear
North
the
Carolina.
Home-
Insurance. Well, what if it is? I mean, we don't ever want that to happen. I understand it's a different geographic territory. There's hurricanes,
yes.
Right, and all this, but there's also policy and decision making that goes into.
I see it happening. They are higher than they used to. Nothing to shock people by now, but it's happening slowly. They are increasing, and the homeowners insurance, the roofing. I told you right that now my listings before I list.
Oh yeah.
I tell my clients to check as just because I know that insurances are being very strict on the age of the roof. So check your, especially after storm.
Do you find ever that staging a house gets a seller more money than a house that's not staged?
Of course not.
That was you being funny. That was
yes.
You facetious.
I am obsessed with staging. I wish more people knew how awesome it is, how much it helps. I don't have the numbers, but it's crazy. It's crazy the reaction people have to a staged house. So I think everybody should. Some kind of staging. Staging is, I love it.
Well, your guest, Tatiana, I was wondering when you walk in most days, do you ever recommend staging other than green? But now today, I know that you're willing to go any lengths of colors.
Oh,
it doesn't
yeah.
matter inside for the staging. You and Tatiana next to each other take
yes.
care of the whole gambit.
Yes.
And
it's the whole rainbow.
We'll talk to Tatiana here coming up in the next segment. TNT Staging, tntstaging.com. And, there's just the red heart. That's what you're going for there.
They're the best.
Thank you.
Oh, another great vendor for me. There you go.
There's more of today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas on the way from 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Call now to speak with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas at 844-STUDIO-4. It's today's Real Talk on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
The show all about North Carolina real estate and interior design now. For the many wonderful parts of a transaction, is staging its own part of a transaction, would you say, on the list side?
I wouldn't say part of a transaction. It's part of the listing preparation.
The process.
Yes.
But it's something that should every seller consider staging, no matter the use of the property, type of property, price of the property?
I mean, every now and then you get lucky and you get sellers that have amazing, current, cool taste. And the house is ready to go. I wouldn't say it's the most common thing. But if you're lucky enough that the house is ready to go, there's no need of staging, of course, but I would say most do need some help. Even if they don't need the help, you know, it's like, it's not ugly, but it's not special. So staging makes it special. And a good stager works some magic that's pretty. I had one of my listings. It was a great house, like a large house on the golf course with amazing views. There was a lake in front of the house, but the house was had been built in the 90s and it showed. Mm. My clients didn't want to spend money on painting or updating fixtures or anything. And I'm like, okay, can we please stage? And I made them believe me. And then TNT came. I wasn't there, so they just texted me, like, we're ready. It's done. The house is ready for you. And I remember coming back to the house, and I almost cried, but I started laughing, not ha-ha laughing, like a joy thing.
Like relief?
No, it's like, how did they do it? They are so awesome.
It was so good that you couldn't help
I knew the house was still dated. And it had the bad yellow gold fixtures and the
timeless.
It was
beauty.
And the way they do it, I remember they used blue because they had like yellow walls and the gold and the blue fixture details and vase. And it looked amazing. And I'm like, oh my God, this is almost evil because it's so good. And I remember this was in the beginning, by coincidence, the beginning of COVID. I remember we could only have 10 people at once in the house. I opened the open house and there was a line of people trying to see the house. We got crazy multiple offers in the first 30 minutes. And I do know it was because of staging. I do know that if I hadn't staged the house, of course, we would sell it, but we would not sell it as fast as and for the money we did. And it was staging.
Thank you.
All right, Tatiana, there it is right there as far as staging goes.
And she didn't pay me to say
that. No, that was with full passion right there.
Oh, it was like...
It was the other way around. You paid me.
I know. Yeah, I paid her to be in awe. It was unbelievable.
So, and we're going to chat with Tatiana, TNT Staging, TNTstaging.com. That's the seller's perspective, right? You go into a seller and try to convince them on the listing side the value of staging. So definitively, when you take buyers to a property, do you notice a difference in the buyer's, let's say, interest level or passion for the property at all as it relates to staging?
100%. Many times I have to kind of shake the buyer and say, you are being tricked. This house is not as good as it is seemed. Like, I know it's staging. So wake up. I always say real estate agents have a kind of a bipolar job because I have to act a certain way and with a certain mind when I have the sellers, and it's very different when I have the buyers. So when I have the sellers, I'm like, staging, let me watch the show. Oh, and yeah. When I have buyers, I'm like, wake up. They are tricking you.
But when you've got the listing, you want to trick people.
Of course.
And you're
not
saying...
Never in a dishonest way. But of course, I want to make people see the best of the house. And of course, having nice furniture and good taste. And of course, it helps.
You see how she clarified herself right there? She does that. When I say something ridiculous, she'll clarify herself.
Oh, she's
before I get in trouble.
Yes. All right, let's welcome on Tatiana Murga. Thank you for joining us. TNT Staging, TNTstaging.com, and Instagram, IG. Look at the Instagram, looks nice too. I was checking that out a little bit there. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. Okay, so tell me, Claudia, your interaction with TNT Staging. I know you've got some story to tell here.
Well, I just did.
We just love it.
Oh, that was the story.
Not one of them, but they do it every time. And not only they do it when I call them and they work their magic and it's amazing, but I can tell if I'm showing, and I text them, I'm like, I know it's you. Because every time I'm showing a house and it's amazing, I know it's them. So I know, I'm like, I know I'm going to find their card somewhere because they are the best.
Okay, Tatiana, then solve this issue for me, because as far as someone to pick out colors, I'll never be that guy, okay? It's amazing I got clothes on every morning when I come in here,
basically.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. what is going on right now as far as the trend and what's happening in staging, colors, and everything else that I probably don't even realize goes into the equation of staging and helping people get more money for the house.
So shocking news, grays, blues, cold colors are out, and warm, beige, grayish, and browns, they're back. So rust colors.
Oh, no. The gray is out. It's been like a 10-year run on. Let me hit that. I got 8 more of those to do today. One more for every year of gray that exists. So that's it. Gray's done. Pack it up.
Well.
This room. Wow. I'm sorry, Claudia. My God.
I know. It's bad.
So if it's cold gray and you're going to sell. Not right now, but a little bit later, I'd say paint it in warm gray, so-called grayish, right? Or beige or off-white or some warmer tones. So,
earthly.
Earthly, yes. If you're remodeling right now, make sure it's warm colors. It's not blue. It's not gray.
Do you think that's for the foreseeable future, or are we talking short-term seasonal here?
We are talking long-term trends.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, cold is out, warm is in.
That's a big what are you seeing then on the are all the buyers behind right now? Or sellers, excuse me?
I think they are transitioning. So I do have buyers that hate the gray right now and refuse to they don't want to look at a house that has gray flooring. I see that happening for sure. And I still do.
I got 7 more of those to do today.
There are people that still love it, but I would say many people, and it's crazy how the brain works.
Yes.
Because it's not even, I think people are not aware of it. They are tending to like the beiges, the earthy tones.
Warmer colors. Yeah. Yep.
I recently had 2 listings that they were dated. I talked to the sellers. They allowed me to make some changes and kind of like a light renovation. And I actually painted the cabinets beige and people went crazy over it.
I got 6 more.
Okay. And if you ask me maybe a year ago, like, oh, let's paint the cabinets beige. I'm like, are you crazy?
Not yet.
too soon.
Yes. But now people's like, oh my God, I had people coming to the houses. And of course, sometimes it doesn't work, but they would text me like, what color did you use? I want to use the same color. But yeah, it's happening.
Are we going to see every house completely remodeled, do you think, like toward the brown? That's how this practically goes, eventually, right? Over time, right?
Eventually over time, yes. Not right now. If you're selling right this second, you're safe with gray.
We're still good. We still made the cutoff.
Gray is still a timeless neutral color. As long as your house is neutral, you're good. You know, like Giorgio Armani, his famous grayish, neither gray nor beige, something in between. So it's timeless color. So yeah. But if it's blue, I highly recommend painting it off-white.
Tatiana, can I ask you, I'm sorry. How did you get involved with wanting to help crazy people like me even consider the color of something going on in their house? How did you get into this?
So actually, the other Tatiana got me involved into this business. She's a civil engineer. So TNT Staging is Tatiana and Tatiana. So my business partner got me in.
Yes.
Is that a coincidence? Did y'all do that on purpose?
Of course. We changed our names.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I almost thought. That's worth it. That's definitely worth it. That doesn't count, though, toward my 10 for the.
No, this is an extra one.
Yeah, that's extra. All right, so you and Tatiana.
The other Tatiana,
Tatiana, yes.
TNT.
Only then, there's the brunette Tatiana and the blonde Tatiana.
Yep. So how did y'all meet?
So we met in Charlotte. We met at Conversational Hour in International House on Central Avenue in 2205. Met there, made our friends, and now we have a staging company, and we've been in business for 7 years. So Tatiana is the creative part. And I am the business part. I'm the one who does all the talking, just like I am doing it today. And she's the one who's doing all the heavy lifting and all the work. That's why she's not here today.
It sounds like a good combination.
And I had no idea. So I've been in the business for 7 years. You've been in this. So we kind of started together.
Another one right there.
I had no idea.
That's destiny.
I know. Sheesh. I know.
All right. So grays are out. That's old news now. Great. That time's come and gone. Gray's gone. Beige is here.
But
let me say beige. Earth tones.
and correct me if I'm wrong, I think she's talking about the cold gray, not the warmer gray.
I was booing out every single gray on the side of
it's
Lowe's.
It's like the warmer gray, okay. The grayish is still okay.
Okay.
Let me clarify really quick. So cold colors are the ones that have blue undertones in them. So if gray is cold, that means it has blue in it. If gray is warm, that means it has yellow in it, beige. So yes. Grayish is still safe and it's timeless.
I made a note of that, the warm and the cool, because I feel like now I can get into the dissection of
and
gray.
It's so funny because sometimes my clients are asking me about colors, painting, whatever. I'm like, be careful with the undertone. And many people
what
say, what is that? Like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, it's a learning experience to know what undertones are, what matches, and you have to put
side by side,
and natural light, white light to make a decision. You can't just go to Lowe's and say, I want pure white, because it might not match your house, flooring, countertops, and the lighting you have. So it's not an easy thing to just go crazy.
Absolutely.
Choosing colors.
Let's talk about the experience of working with TNT staging as soon as we come back.
We'll be back with more of today's Real Talk, hosted by Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazefis, in just a moment on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, more of today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazefis on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. Claudia Ogrizek, Justin Kazefis, Tatiana Merger, TNT Staging, TNTstaging.com. Literally, your house is worth more if you stage and you sell.
Absolutely.
Yes or no?
Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right. So
she has all the numbers, so she's the one to
So Tatiana, you have quantifiable benefits for staging a house prior to it going on the market? Is that the best way to think about it time-lapse-wise? Because I want to be clear on that. Like, what if it's 30 days in the listing? Can you still stage it?
Yes.
It you can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So quantifiable, you get more if you stage a house
100%.
At the time of listing.
So nation stats, staged homes sell 80% faster on average, and on average, 20% more. That's like nationwide statistics in the United States. So guys, and keep in mind that staging your home is always, always less than a price drop.
That's the big thing in my mind, right? Oh, go ahead. No, that's you can do it too. Hey-o! Yeah, no, that would be the part for me where, okay, as a broker, Claudia, you're trying to show and help the seller realize the value in this. And let's say I'm just going to make up a number because I have no idea what you charge for staging. It could be probably, you know, thousands to millions, whatever, and it doesn't matter. $5,000 to stage this place as compared to, let's say, making a $15,000 price drop in 30 days. Is
Absolutely.
That what we're saying?
Yes, that's exactly what we're saying. That is correct. In fact, guys, this is some reassurance for you. I staged my own home. I moved out, staged my own house, got 72 showings, multiple offers. We bought a house for $340,000, you know, 5 years ago or so.
I was going to say, you're throwing out that 340 number. Wait till we have our segment later with the numbers.
South Charlotte, and then sold it for over $700,000 with multiple showings. We moved out. We staged the house. That's how much I believe in staging, that I moved out of my own home.
Okay, so, but this is a point of clarity. Claudia, we did talk about
We need a mic drop right now.
Right?
But like
you don't want that one?
Like I want, but I want a mic too. Yeah, say it.
You
want
to break something? Just go ahead. Just throw it. Just do it.
But 100% it's, yes, I tell my sellers, and the only thing, let's make it clear, TNT specifically, they only do vacant homes because there are different kinds of staging. So TNT.
Move out, guys, move out.
Yes.
It's worth it.
So TNT stages vacant homes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are some other companies and some great ones that do light staging. So they come to your house, they tell you what to hide or remove or donate, and then they bring
pre-pack.
Yes, pre-pack. and then
she's like coaching you along the way.
You
like
can get Sage
like
to come and help you do that. And then other companies that come and do the light staging, which is just use what you have and just make it better. It's not as effective as a full-blown stage, but it always helps. And as she said, it's much better because something else you have to tell your sellers, you have to make a good impression. You have to make the buyer come to your house and say, can I just bring my suitcases and stay with this house? We don't want buyers thinking of projects. We don't want buyers looking at
imperfections
or things that are not great. And having professionals knowing how to use each space also helps, because it's more than the colors, and it's also like, oh, this is big enough for a dining table. Oh, this is good. This is perfect for an office. And they know how to do it. So they do it. It's pretty and it's
neutral. It appeals to everyone.
Yes. And it's the right use for each room. And that makes people say, I want this house.
To the point where staging can guide people and potential buyers and make them go where you want them to go, look where you want them to look, and things like that. For example, if you have a stain on one side of your shirt, right?
She's looking at my shirt right now.
Oh, he has them all over.
So you put, let's say, a pin or a brooch on the other side of your shirt. Guess where I'm going to look? I'm not going to look at the stain. I'm going to look at the accessory.
Unless it's ketchup.
Yep.
and as still? I said, the thing about the two sides of being a real estate, when you are a listing agent, when you have a buyer agent, I also have stories of me being with buyers that go crazy with the house. And because I know my buyers, I say, hey, this is not the house for you. This is not the kitchen you want. But people get so,
distracted
and seduced by the staging that they don't see it. And I have to tell them, look, this is not it. My in-laws, they were looking at a house and they went crazy. And I'm like, guys, this is not the house. Like, the kitchen, my mother-in-law loves cooking and getting the family together. And I'm like, this is not big enough for you. You are in love with the staging, not with the house. And they said, no, we are. And I insisted. They got the house and they still say, you were right.
Yep.
Because the kitchen is too small.
Staging works.
Now, but if it's staging cool gray, works. If it's cool gray, though, we're not going to like that soon.
It was 5 years ago, but it was cool gray, by the way.
But again, gray is dead.
Out. Yeah.
Is out the better or is dead better?
It's dying. It's slowly dying out. Yeah.
You do have.
I got five more of those.
You do have people that still like it. But as the general public, to stage and impress people, you have to kind of go to the more earthy, neutral, warmer tones.
And again, cold gray is dying. Warm gray is still alive.
What about agreeable gray?
Agreeable gray has some life in it, but...
She's looking around the room.
Because it's kind of on a grayish. Yes. It's neither cold nor warm.
That's what
it's
I was going
actually,
for.
That's why it's
confused.
Agreeable.
It's confused.
Confused gray.
Yes.
The grayishes work well because they match everything. So if you have gray furniture, it's going to work. If you have brown furniture, it's going to work. So painting the walls grayish and agreeable gray is one of them, works because any color would work with them.
Do you find that the process is simplistic enough for most people? Because I'll be honest, like if I go back to the thought of, and then this is me as an active broker since 2012, right? I've been in real estate my whole life, grew up in it. The idea of moving is absolutely horrifying to me. I hate the idea of moving. And again, as a broker, investor, whatever the market, I should want people to move, right? Because it benefits me, right, when people move. But at the same time, the process of staging a house just seems daunting and complicated.
It's really not, especially if you hire TNT. It's really not. And
I don't have to make a decision, right? I can just say, hey, Claudia, yep, mm-hmm, do it. Yeah. Just let me know what it is. And as long as you're going to give me more money, that's what I care about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, you got to move anyways, right? If you're selling your house, you got to move anyways.
That's a factor.
And second, if I tell you that I would give you 20 grand more so you would move, would you take that? Of course you would. So if I tell you that your house is going to go for 20% more than you were hoping for, would you move for that? I would, and I did. And it worked.
But let me, now the realtor here has to say something. She's not saying we're going to list for 20 more. We don't want to play with it. So you list at a fair price. So whatever, 700,000. We list for 700,000. we make buyers go crazy. We get multiple offers and yes, very likely it will sell for 20% more. So yeah, it's not like listing that, yeah. for 20.
You know what I love about that philosophy? Because there are brokers, right, that want to, they'll do what's called in the business, buy the listing. They'll list it for whatever the price is the seller wants. But actually listing for market value and driving the actual demand that pre-exists here right now that you can take advantage of almost, you get to control the other right terms thing. In the transaction. It's more than just sales price. I mean, you've got due diligence. You've got due diligence fee. You've got earnest money. You've got repair negotiations.
Absolutely, yeah.
You've got lending. You've got all kinds of things involved in the process. So for staging a vacant home, mm-hmm. does it require literally like the entire house? Like, do I have to fill up every room with
Not
something in
Not
order to be effective?
All you got to do is to stage whatever buyers see first, plus primary suite. I said that right. I didn't use the banned word. Primary suite.
So, I know it's always like, am I saying,
am I saying primary? It right? Yes. So believe it or not.
Talking about the master bedroom. Is that what we're talking
what?
About? You're not allowed to say it anymore.
No, you cannot use that word anymore. So it's primary suite. So whatever buyers see first, living, dining, kitchen, plus primary bedroom and bathroom. That's what you got to stage. There's no need to stage secondary bedrooms unless it's something like awkwardly small, something dark, something that is the use of that space is unclear. So, yeah, people make their mind, believe it or not, after between 11 and 15 seconds after being in a home.
So that's by it?
That's it.
11 seconds? You're not even making it to
and
the kitchen.
That's why
11
you have
and
to,
15.
It's the first impression yeah. that you have to hit them hard with love and beauty.
That's so, what you do with every listing right there is hit them with love and beauty, don't right? you? All right. We're talking with Tatiana Merga of TNT Staging, TNTstaging.com, TNT Staging on Instagram as well. You can see
they're awesome.
Visually what's going on here. Tatiana, we're going to make a little bet here. Do you think that there are more properties available under 500,000 Mecklenburg County active coming soon than last week? Yes or no? Higher?
Yes.
Yes, higher. She believes it's higher. What does Claudia believe? That's what I want.
More of today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas is coming up on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Call now to speak with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas at 844-STUDIO-4. It's today's Real Talk on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. Justin Kazepas, Claudia Ogrizek of Compass Real Estate. And now it's time. It's absolutely time to make a decision because the question is, are there more or less active and coming soon listings listed in Canopy MLS for under $500,000 per county? And we're going to look at Mecklenburg County, under $500,000, coming soon and active.
More.
I don't even know if that's right or not, to be honest with you.
Did you check?
The number is 1,091. Was
it
that
is
more?
Yes.
That's more.
Because 2 weeks ago, it was 148.
Yay. Yay.
So amazing. In a county where the population is 1.1 million, we have 1,091 active and coming soon listings in our local MLS for under 500,000.
And I checked this morning just for fun. For Mecklenburg, not all, but for Mecklenburg, average days on the market before it goes under contract for Mecklenburg, about 14 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that average. A crazy number? Is that a bad?
No, I think
is that
it's
a realistic.
It's,
number?
I think it's a very realistic regular. But I told you last week that people have to be aware that agents, for obvious reasons, agents post when the houses go under contract in 24 hours. Numbers say 2 weeks
on
in Mecklenburg. On average, there are houses that have been on the market for 90 days. But on average. 2 weeks to go under contract.
What about new construction? Are you seeing negative days on market, if you would? Because they're not being in the MLS. But at the same time, are new construction units still flying off the shelf?
Yes. Yes.
Especially if it's staged.
Yes.
Definitely if it's staged.
Always.
By TNT staging.
Of course.
But I do have, I have a buyer right now that she's like, I don't want to see model homes because I know they look too good. I want to see a house without anything because I don't want to be
the real
tricked.
House.
So she's like, stop. Like, I don't want to look at model homes. And the problem is sometimes the house is not ready. So it's just the framing or not even that. I'm like, we have to go.
See,
but you can see the potential.
9 out of 10 people do not have vision. for the house. Mm-hmm. 9 out of 10. It's not nationwide. It's actually worldwide stats. People cannot see past the wall color, past the framing, past the floor plan. They don't have the vision. That's why.
And cool grays are trending out.
Steel.
I think I have three more of those. Yeah.
I have another staging story I had, and this was early in my career, so I was not, you know, brave enough to say kind of in a nice way, you're wrong, I'm right. So I had clients say, no, there's no need. I did everything I could to tell them how important it was, especially because that house was also very dated. They insisted on leaving the house as it was because everything was very expensive and fancy.
Emotional attachment.
And people came and all the feedback was, no, too dated. It's going to take too long, too much money to make it livable. And they had bought the new house, so I begged them to move out and let me stage. And they did. And after Yay. Staging, retook the pictures and we went under contract the same day. And they're like, how is this possible? I'm like, I told you since the beginning. So now I'm happy to say I am at a point that I say, look, if you need to stage, even if it's light staging, because there are people that need to sell in order to buy, so they have to stay in the house. I have my own light staging that I bring. I have my garage full of items.
I'm not shocked at all right now.
And it's all
gracious.
I never doubted your talent.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
So I do light staging. And if it's more than I could, I have someone that does the light staging as well. And if it's vacant, TNT is the bomb.
Your buyers are so lucky to have you. So lucky. You do so much more than a regular agent should do or ever would do.
The part that's curious to me, Tatiana, TNT staging, you guys only do the vacant houses. And is that full? You're saying light staging versus full staging. Is that the right term or what's the proper term? Or is there not a different term? It's just light and
I
just
would
staging.
Say light and full, yeah. I don't think there's a name, but yeah, we can say light and full.
You can accessorize, you can restyle.
So I'm curious, so how busy are you? Because I don't know, based on the stats I'm seeing of 1,091 units in a, county with 1.1 million, doesn't seem like a lot of units that could be vacant at one time. But correct me if I'm wrong, what's it like on y'all's end in the business side?
So yeah, we are very busy, especially working with large nation builders. So we stage, our amazing team is capable of staging 4 homes a day. We do 8 jobs a day, 4 stagings, 4 destagings all day, every day, Monday, Friday.
That one, that's an extra.
8 staging jobs.
Total.
4 stagings, 4 destagings all day, every
moving
day.
Moving out, moving in, basically, the staging.
Yeah. How big is your crew? Like how many people y'all got doing this?
Almost 20. So 20 people, and we just expanded to Raleigh. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's going to get a little busier.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Our team is amazing, though. I could never do what they're capable of doing. They're wonder women and men. Absolutely amazing.
What's your favorite part of the staging process? What's your favorite?
The result. Obviously, helping people, helping families not pay 2 mortgages, helping builders, sell their homes faster, their inventory faster, helping real estate agents, succeed and thrive in this market. And obviously, basically we're not designers, we're sales representatives. We're helping people sell real estate faster and for more. That's our job.
Partnered with great brokers.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And one fun thing, every time you stage, because there are clients that at first are like, oh, are you sure? Do I need to? And every single time, you know what I'm going to say, right? They go back to the house, to their own house, and they are in shock. And I think everyone says, you know what? I think I don't want to sell anymore because they fall in love with the house. So they fall in love with their own house after it's staged. Like every single client, they go back and they're like, oh my God, this house looks amazing. And it's their house.
It's magical.
But that was probably more of like earth tone, warm gray.
No. Gray is now you're going to talk about the gray all the time.
Gray's out. Earth tones are in.
Yeah. I hope to see.
Don't do that. Don't look around this room right now. Don't do that.
I
want to
see a beige wall.
Okay. So is this considered light or what's it? I'm not
cold
even. Cold gray. Cold
it is
gray.
Cold gray.
It is bluish.
This is cold
gray. It has blue in it.
It
of
is.
Of course it does.
Yeah. Undertone. What?
Oh my gosh. I'm.
Yes.
Oh my
and you
gosh.
Are
my
all,
whole body.
Your door is trendy though. Look at your door.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Is it the reddish? Right, I'm not there yet. I don't like the radish.
You don't believe in it yet? Is that what it is?
No.
You guys will remember me in a couple of years.
Gray is gone.
Cold gray.
I think
cold
I have one
gray.
More, by the way.
Cold gray.
Cold gray.
That's it.
Warm gray is okay. Still here. It's like the bluish undertone.
Mm-hmm. I'm usually behind on the trends, so I'm going to be honest with you both right now.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's why you hire stagers and hire amazing real estate.
Absolutely. All right, you got some more stats from the market, though, don't you? You brought a notepad full of them today.
I do.
What you got? Anything good?
Just for fun. But this is all MLS, so not only Mecklenburg.
Okay.
So all MLS.
Yeah.
In the past 7 days, we had almost 1,200 houses with price being decreased, meaning they didn't sell, probably because they were not staged.
Right.
So almost 1,200 houses, 210 houses back on the market. And 34 expired listings, meaning again, they were on the market and they were never sold.
So you say expireds back in my broker day? You said expireds?
Yes.
That's how I cut my teeth in this game.
Are you for real?
My dad would hand me, my dad was a broker my whole life. He'd hand me a call sheet in the morning and say, here you go. I'd say, oh gosh. Yeah, cold calling.
How successful are you?
In the beginning, terrible. It was absolutely atrocious. But that's the whole point. That's really sales, right? It's always terrible in the beginning.
Yeah. I tried for a few days, and I'm like, if I have to do this, I quit.
Because back then, again, it was a different market. You're talking 2012 was a completely different, even pre-COVID, 2019, 2017
2012,
on.
Yeah, I was in high school.
2012, we were just now, don't do that. We were just starting to hit the rebound from the financial crisis, was 2012. That's finally when the market was starting to uptick again. The average day on the market was like 60 days. I mean, you would literally have to have like every 30 days actually have a check-in with your seller. Okay, we had 14 showings in the past month. We need to make this. Here's the feedback. It's price. Like, that's what it was. But now the mentality is just different in our market now than it was.
I wonder, by the way, when you say, do you have any idea when staging started? Because you started seven years ago, but do you know when the whole staging thing started?
Staging as a word is actually a trademark, and it was invented by Barb Schwartz in the 80s.
Oh,
so okay. Home staging. I was born in 1987, so home staging is pretty much, you know, almost
you
40 years old.
You were born to do it.
There you go.
I was born to do it. Yeah, just like my other daughter.
Well, that's the right there. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let me change it to something.
You want to do something else? I'm going to wear that button.
The real thing, I think home staging became popular because of HGTV. When HGTV became popular, that's what made home staging industry popular. Property Brothers and other guys.
Because it showed the potential of what's out there.
Absolutely. They would stage every single home.
And we're visual as people. I look at something. I don't judge a book by its cover. But I'll judge a book by its cover.
Everyone does.
La, 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 lies.
Oh, you mean that I would judge her or the fact that I read? Which one?
Both. Actually, both.
That's awesome.
Tatiana, TNT Staging, TNTstaging.com. Let's say Claudia wants to get you connected with somebody. Do you kind of run with the ball with the client or is it Claudia playing point person? How does that work in the relationship?
Oh, my God. I don't know because I do a lot for my clients. So I'm the one who does it all, like call them and schedule, how do other people do it?
Usually we take care of everything. All we need to do is...
But do you get the call from the agent or from the seller?
Could be both, either way. So all we need is the address,
Claudia making her
people and
work.
The date.
Sorry, I interrupted you, Tatiana. I apologize.
No, you're good. I love it. No, Claudia does everything for everyone. She's amazing. That's why she is where she is, but usually, you know, good home stagers such as TNT, we take care of everything.
You'll be willing to work with anybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Well, thank you for coming in.
Absolutely.
I hope you had fun. Yeah, oh my gosh, it was wonderful. You know what we learned today?
When?
Grays are dead.
Right?
I got it in. Celebrating 10 years of gray that's now dead. You heard it. Earth tones. You better make the change fast, people.
Cold grays. Cold grays.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville.